President Biden is accusing Donald Trump and his supporters of holding a dagger at the throat of democracy, in his words. The president spoke forcefully today at the Capitol, marking a year since the deadly breach of the building.
The former president of the United States of America has created and spread a web of lies about the 2020 election.
President Biden warned, though they did not succeed, the insurrection remains a serious threat to America's system of government. Dimitri talks more about the speech, which is quite a departure from the president's tone in his first year, with Politico, White House correspondent and playbook author Eugene Daniels.
This president has taken pains for the last year to basically make sure that his presidency wasn't about Donald Trump. He didn't want to talk about Donald Trump. He didn't say his name today even. So he still is trying to find a way to make it not about the former guy, as he often says. But I think what we saw today was, for the first time, I think, in American history, a sitting president paint his predecessor as dangerous for democracy. We've never seen that happen before. And that's something that Democrats and especially progressives have been wanting the president to do for a really long time, to be more explicit about what happened on January 6th, to lean in on placing the blame squarely on the shoulders of Donald Trump and his supporters and his advisors and allies. And I think that's what we saw today. And it's the question is, do they continue, the president and his administration, to lean in on that, which is something that, that partisans have wanted for quite some time.
We did hear from Donald Trump in an emailed statement blasting the current president and saying, this is a quote, "Biden used my name today to try to further divide America." But of course, you just said that the current president never said Donald Trump today.
Right. I mean, we were expecting a statement from Donald Trump. There was no way that the sitting president was going to talk about him and not and us not hear from him. But I think if you look at the facts of that day, and honestly, for months before January 6th, Donald Trump was lying about the election. That gave the idea to those thousands of people who met him on the Ellipse and went and ended up ransacking the Capitol that something wrong had happened here. I think that is something that this president, this administration, has made very clear now that they want to lean into and make very clear that this is not just about, you know, the 2020 election. And President Biden tried to paint this as dangerous for the future of America, right? This is about protecting democracy writ large. And I think that is something you're going to continue to hear, especially based on how full-throated he was today.
I do hear some Republicans go back to the contested 2000 election and say there are Democrats still walking around saying George W. Bush was illegitimately elected, or even Donald Trump in 2016. From those you stay in contact with, you're in touch with, do those arguments hold any water?
I don't think so. And the reason is because the 2000 election went to court. It went to the Supreme Court. That is where that was decided. And what you have in the 2020 election is that every court that saw and heard from the president, from his campaign, from allies of his saying that something was wrong with the election, they either threw those cases out, the Trump campaign lost those cases in court. And so the system that we have in place said, no, this election was free and fair. The people who conduct these elections, Republican secretaries of state, said, no, this election was free and fair from the beginning. For the first time, a president, a sitting president at the time, said, I am not going to accept what the American people have said because it's not in line with how I feel. The country wasn't really prepared for something like that, right? I don't think the founding fathers saw that coming, anything like that coming. And so it's kind of shaken democracy. And you see that in polling. Americans on the left and the right feel like democracy is in danger. They obviously feel that for different reasons. But what we know as a country is that democracy only works when we decide that it does, right? That It is that fragile. If powerful enough people say, no, this is not what we want anymore, this is not how it works, you can see how that shakes the core of what America is and what it means to not just Americans, but to the rest of the world. People who look how democracies fail around the world are telling us to be careful and to watch what's happening and to be full-throated. I think those people were very excited to see President Biden basically call it like it is today.
What is happening now with Trump supporters moving into prominence prominent positions in state legislatures. Is something forming here, something creeping up on Democrats that they may not be ready to deal with?
We have seen over and over the kinds of ways that Trump allies and so his supporters thought they could overturn the election, right? They have this blueprint, all of, literally these blueprints of how you would go about doing that in a presidential election. But also you have different people running for Congress so they can be in Congress and in their words, not mine, and it kind of the way they think about it, is to find a way to make sure that their guy or gal wins in the presidential election. You have Republicans around the country restricting voting rights in different ways in different states. And more interesting for people who study this stuff, who study democracy, more insidious is the idea that some of these states are changing who conducts these elections, who's in charge, because that means that some of the safeguards that we saw in 2020 that held, right, the Democratic safeguards that held may not be there next time. And I think that is the concerning thing. Whether Democrats are prepared to deal with that, it's shocking to think that we're at a state where we're kind of trying to see who cares about democracy more, which is the conversation that this country is having. But the Republican Party has proven to be one that is at the whims of one man. So right now, Donald Trump says that the 2020 election was stolen from him with no real evidence, and that it's going to happen again and that he wants to run again. So that is something that Democrats are going to have to contend with. Democrats and, you know, the Republicans who see the big lie January 6th as a huge problem, not just for their party, but for the country.
That is Politico's Eugene Daniels on Skype.